See, that's how you wake up.
Yeah. All right, welcome to Energizing EAM. My name is Scott McKenzie. So glad that you are here. This is day three at Inforum 2019. And I'm telling you right now, last night was a wonderful time.
It really was.
Come on, Giuseppe, it really was. We're just buzzing around New Orleans, and it was a great event, a great evening. And the wonderful people at Infor put on a wonderful show, without a doubt. And this is, like I said, day three. Let's get going. We have no time to waste. Giuseppe's sitting here. He got here early. I want to respect his time. I really don't want to respect your time, quite frankly. That's all fluff. How you doing, Giuseppe?
I'm doing great.
Now, Giuseppe, you're. I don't have a card in front of me, but you're with. Let me just pull this. Just if you're out there on Facebook Live, yes, he is the founder and CEO of CAD Service, not with an S. That's S-E-R-V-I-C-E. There you go. He's a bigwig. You're a bigwig. You think big. You're big.
It is a bigwig.
And he dresses very good.
Thank you.
So are you having a good conference?
Of course. We had a very good conference so far.
Yeah.
It was, as usual, amazing, you know, meeting people and customers and, you know, all the EAM team is here, very, very helpful. And, you know, it's always amazing for me to stay with.
Well, I want to tell you, everybody's you're legendary here. Everybody says Giuseppe's really nice.
No, and
that's what they that's what they say. And I'm here on this podcast to validate that. So don't let me down. Don't let them down. By the way,
no, thank you.
So anyway, give us a little background of who you are, where you come from, how long you've been sort of engaged with Infor, and then especially the Infor EAM product, and then we're going to go into sort of your solutions, but from the past, present, future, and you know all the challenges that might happen as a user. So give us a little background on who you are there, Giuseppe, and we'll go forward.
Excellent. Thank you, Scott.
Cheers.
I mean, we started working as Infor solution partner almost 10 years ago. And at that time, the idea I've got was to make EAM a little bit more visual. And due to my background, I'm an architect, so I'm very passionate about the technology. So the idea was to bring the CAD drawings and the CAD technology within EAM in order to, in order to locate our equipment easily. And so this was the idea. And at that time, I started working with Infor, and they said, Giuseppe, this is a good idea. Please do that.
No way.
And so this was the starting point. From that time, we continuously evolved the product based on, suggestion that we were getting from different customers. And so the initial proposal for using the product basically for space management and space planning.
Mm-hmm.
So managing infrastructure, managing facilities. Based on that point, we enhanced the product in different other areas. And basically, we are now capable of managing PDF document as well. And this is huge for several important reasons. One of the most important for me is, bringing part catalog provided by supplier and reading the data inside the catalog and creating the EAM parts in straight in EAM.
And very efficiently.
Very efficiently.
Yeah, time because saving. Beforehand it wasn't efficient, let's put it that way.
Yes, time saving. And so at the end you will get the hotspot created on the document, and so you can drill down from the component and, issuing a part or planning a part.
Yes.
And so this was really, really, really nice.
So let's just back up a little bit beforehand and what we're talking about and what your solution can provide. First off, before technology, before the Infor products, one would have to go to the big old filing room and find that that drawing. And that drawing might have been out of date, because once it was created, it went into that file cabinet and it just sat there, which was not good. On day one, it was fine, maybe, but on day two, when things started to change, that document became, well, obsolete.
Absolutely.
So in the past, and what you've talked about for the past, is that now you have a dynamic ability to be able to, from a CAD point of view, update, keep it going, and it's just 2D. And in the beginning, it was 2D.
Absolutely.
We're going to be going into 3D.
Yes.
But anyway, but now that's what the solution we're talking about.
Exactly. So expanding the solution was my objective over the years, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So the APC stuff, that means electronic part catalog, is now available.
APC, electronic parts
catalog.
Very good.
Very good. And also we started in a way of, you know, of using the drawings for creating the equipment immediately from there, which is extremely interesting, for saving time, because, I mean, creating stuff in EAM is always a big problem, is a big issue, right? It's just time save, it's just time.
So are you saying if I have an asset, if I have a, let's say a motor, for lack of a better term, and you've got the PDF, you've got the information, you've got the details associated with that motor.
Yeah.
And now I've got to load it up into EAM's asset registry. You can pull that data from that PDF and then auto-populate the fields that are specific to that, as opposed to fat fingering and making mistakes associated.
Exactly. That's the point. Both with the drawing and using the PDF as well.
Right? Yes.
And also, so in this way, even, you know, different kind of drawing, like the P&IDs, comes to play in a different way, right?
Yes.
So you can differentiate instruments based on the EAM data. So this was the idea, right? So, I mean, not just for visualizing stuff, but for bringing EAM data on top of the drawing.
Yeah.
That's the real benefit.
That's huge. Because it's not only just the fact that you've got accurate data within your system, and it's dynamic because you can continue to sort of constantly, you know, that motor gets changed out, we put another motor in, and it does what it needs to do, and the data is pulled in into your EAM. But there's a safety component there, because I know that the data that I'm looking at on my EAM and for EAM is accurate, so my decisions are different.
Exactly.
Or safe decisions.
Yeah. And you mentioned safety, which is another extremely important area for EAM, right?
Yeah.
So in that way, this is another announcement that we are providing right now, the way of making the permit to work visual. So when you
work permit?
Yes.
Okay.
Visual. So you can see whole hot permit or cold permit graphically.
Yeah.
And if you drill down on top of the permit to work, you will jump on the drawing that contains the lockout and tagout. So the isolation point associated with, right? So that's another area. So we are expanding the footprint, not just for space management, but for bringing much more, you know, visual capability in EAM.
So this is what's interesting in what I've been listening to you talk about, is this general evolution that has been taking place, because you've been a part of it, you've been in communication with Infor throughout the process.
And the customer as well.
And the customers
because
as
well. Because the
customer
always inspires us.
Yes.
That's the point. So we were many times inspired by the customer. And we are proud, you know, to serve and to enhance the product based on this inspiration.
Because they're in the trenches.
Yeah.
And I get it, and so you're perfectly fine with the customer saying, Giuseppe, great product, love it. You know what would make it even better, ... and be able to provide that type of feedback.
Yeah.
And you can sit there and go, you know, you're right there, customer.
Yeah.
Let's proceed forward and figure that out, because that's exactly right. And what's fascinating, or what's really special about what you're talking about, is you truly are taking that customer feedback is
and
important.
That to me is the value of the networking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want to forget the partners as well, because the partners they were so important in this kind of evolution, right?
Yeah.
Not just the customer, even the partners, right? Because they are always in touch with the customer. They are, you know, they are feeling their pinpoints, right? So they want to improve the product. They are helping us a lot.
So, keep on harping on it. So, here you have a product that has tremendous value. it's still sort of from an infant point of view 10 years ago and some thinking around it. And then because of your interaction with partners and customers, you take that little, you know, that idea and you continue to evolve it into something that is truly valuable.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit about where we are today. So where we are today is you're saying, okay, I can do all of this. What are we looking like tomorrow?
That's a good point, Scott.
Yeah, here, when we're at Inforum, there's people pushing the envelope technology-wise. They're always just thinking way past the, you know, what me personally can only comprehend. They're always pushing the envelope.
Yeah.
Where do you see your work going in the future?
Yeah, that's a very good point. Again, the beauty of innovation never stops, right? So, I really love innovating things. I think this is something that drives our, groundbreaking development. And in our hand, now we have a new product for integrating the BIM 3D model within EIM. And we are very excited to work with this new product. The product will be available very soon in the EIM footprint. And the beauty behind the BIM is amazing because, starting from the design phase and then to the construction phase, you can use the same data model. And so finally, the building owners will get the opportunity to get all the data and the component they have in the 3D model, navigating in EIM and creating the EIM structure accordingly.
Are you deploying drones? Now these are like brownfield. Now you're talking more of a greenfield type of approach where I'm going to build from scratch. I'm designing, I'm building, creating.
But a part of that, there are several technologies that are capable of scanning the existing environment and facilities for creating a 3D model based on the reality, right?
Okay.
So that's another great point because, as you said, the designing phase starts from scratch.
Yeah,
right?
It's all greenfield. I'm here to build.
So what about the existing environment, existing facility? So there are
because they're wrong. Because it has not sort of embraced the technology component. So once again, back to the static analogy in the beginning, it's probably wrong. That rack is probably wrong. Yeah. That asset is probably wrong.
But these new technologies that, of course, are part of the digital transformation, they are bringing new things and new values on the table. And we are very, very excited because, again, talking about the BIM, which is a methodology, by the way, is not a product. It's an open source methodology, so everyone can use the same data model. And that's interesting for us a lot. We have to stay on the standard. But, it's something. The BIM is becoming a standard amongst the major countries.
BIM,
Building Information Modeling.
That's an open source
methodology.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. I write my notes over here, as you can tell, because we've got this couch, this wonderful, comfortable couch that is not very comfortable. So I got to write over here. So it's not that I'm dissing you. I am just.
Well, no worries. No worries.
No worries. You're not going to break away from this and say, that's Scott. He's just turning his back on me during the interview and not paying attention.
No.
Good. So that's interesting. And so what I see, and it's never going to stop evolving, but what I do see and what in your voice and in what you're doing is that eventually, you're going to have accurate drawings that are going to be reflected in your EAM product, and you're going to be able to do stuff that is more efficient, more safely, and up to date. So, it's not that static. Yeah. It's going to say, when that transformer's pulled out, put another transformer in, it just does it.
Yeah.
Because that's huge.
Absolutely. And I think it's also really helpful for the new generation for the, you know, the millennials, because, you know, we are having a problem in terms of our, you know, staff and employees in many organizations, right?
Yep.
And so by putting this value in EAM, we can let the system be able to, you know, to communicate, to spread the value of the system to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a visual impact is, you know, is worth than 1,000 words.
Okay, so you had me at 3D drawing when we were talking about that. But however, there have got to be challenges. They're not. It's not just, no. Hey, this is just wonderful.
No, no,
what?
No.
What? Give us the listeners a couple of challenges that you're dealing with today, in the efforts to deploy this solution.
Yeah, right. It's not so easy, right? Because everything, you know, that is a new challenge. Has, you know, it's not so easy. So what I'm my feeling right now is that we have to educate our building owners in order to, you know, to make their requirement more clear about what they need to have at the end of the process, and so they can influence the BIM producer. Mm-hmm. And the architect and the engineer, right? The engineering company to create the 3D model with the essential information for operating their facilities at the end of the day.
And I would imagine, as a building owner or whatever, whoever it is, they're going to look at, well, what do I get out of this? What benefit? What value? What bottom line? You know, financial benefit do I get out of it? But you always have to educate.
Yes.
And in technology, Giuseppe, is that it seems like it's a constant effort to educate because technology is constantly changing.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you get lazy about the whole thing,
now
forget it.
No, forget it. But it's also you know, very interesting, and it's also exciting, you know, to be part of these new challenges.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
It's a new opportunity, right?
It's a rush. Yeah, and I was at a number of other events, and it was like you listen to them talk, and they just live in this world of innovation.
Yeah.
And you go, man.
Yeah.
I remember when I went to Disneyland, and I went to the world of innovation, and they were so far behind it. But as a kid, I loved it.
Oh yeah.
So you're living your dream, Giuseppe.
Yeah. In fact. One of, you know, the first inspiration I've got was at the beginning of my story here. I was, you know, I think it was a manager from Japan. He said, look, stay in the same place. You never know new demands.
Yeah, there you go, man.
And this, you know, was so inspiring to me.
That is. Well, you inspire me. Outside of the fact that I just love the way you put on a jacket and everything. I see you, Melissa Galata. Thank you very much for joining the Energizing EAM. And everybody else who was listening out there, thank you very much for joining.
Thank you.
Well, once again, we are broadcasting from Inforum 2019 here in beautiful New Orleans. My name is Scott McKenzie, and we're going to continue to have these incredible, and I mean incredible, visionary, innovative interviews like Giuseppe right here. So anyway, thank you very much. And, oh, look at that. Handshake right there if you're on live. So thank you very much. We will be back with another great interview.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, you Energizing EAM listeners out there, that is Giuseppe Del Monte. That's DelMonte, founder and CEO at CAD Service. No S on that. That's CAD Service. Check him out on his stat card at LinkedIn. You will not be disappointed. He's passionate about your success. He's passionate about linking the technology to your EAM solution. Gosh, he is a rock star from my perspective. And as well, you can find his interview and all the other Energizing EAM interviews at industrialtalk.com/info-EAM. I mean, I'm telling you, it's just chock full of content that is specific to EAM implementation, solutions, focus, strategies. Oh, it's just chock full of great content. So check that out. That's industrialtalk.com/info-EAM. And you know, you can always contact me if you so choose. Just go out to industrialtalk.com.
reach out to me if you want to have a conversation. Once again, be bold, be brave, dare greatly, change the world. That's what we're all about here at Energizing EAM. We've got another great interview coming your way, so always stay tuned. And thank you very much for joining. We will be back with another fabulous professional.